Hi, my name's Archie Moore. Grew up in Darling Downs, Western Queensland. Maybe from the Kamilaroi mob. Not confirmed on that. The name of my piece for the Vibrant Laneways project is Starlines. A lot of my work, so I'm interested in memory and memory of place. I think it's Kamilaroi mob. That's what I remember from the few words that my uncles and aunties would say. But that my another auntie contests that it's that mob. She thinks it's another group. So I've still got some research to do in that area. I used to not be a very sociable person as a child. So I'd just stay home and read books and do drawings. And I prefer that because I'm quite anxious about... Well, I wasn't allowed to fit in, so I didn't want to anyways. I was ashamed of being an Aboriginal person, so I didn't really want to know about it until I got older. When I do a work, I sort of like to look at the history of the site. And so I was trying to find something interesting about Eagle Lane, and I found a thing about a hacksaw man who was like a petty thief on the run. There's like a few stories about him. And I couldn't find a Indigenous history with that place. But then I changed it to... I looked at Thomas Brisbane, who was an astronomer, and he did a catalogue of 7,385 stars. And that's like the starting point of the work. So I've got 7,385 stars in a very linear pattern, very regular Western way of looking at a star. And over the top, I've got this star line, which is like a route to Bunya Mountains from a northern Western New South Wales town. I've used an Aboriginal way of drawing a star, which is like sort of a dot and a circle around it, or a dot and several dots around it. And the line I've drawn between those points is hand-drawn, just to, as a contrast to the formality and regular, rigid format of a Western way of categorising things. I'm just looking at the differences between Western science and Indigenous knowledge and how they can sort of coexist and learn off each other, even with their two very different approaches. The stars were like waypoints, but the way they were used was different to a Western person would navigate via the stars, because the star mightn't even been significant to Indigenous person, might also be the dark patches between the stars, spaces between the stars. You could see a line of particular stars in the sky at night, but that path would mirror a path on the ground. It was more like a memory aid to the traveller. And it's also been said that some of our highways and roads follow those maps in the sky. From here to the Bunya Mountains is like 250 kilometres or something. Every 3 years there'd be a festival at the Bunya Mountains, collecting the bunya nut. And it's like a staple food. I think they weren't so perishable as well, and must have been really sought-after thing if you'd travel that far, and I think it was very nutritious, delicious food. Differences in Western science and knowledge and Indigenous knowledge. I guess it's kind of more appreciated now, the Indigenous, that it is valuable, whereas I don't think it was considered valuable before. It was just folk tales or something, you know. But it does have a contribution to scientific research. People appreciate that now.